Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
All right, well, welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of RE/MAX Metro Realty.
And I'm Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
All right, well, so we're back and we're going to be talking social media.
Right.
And some people are like, why is a real estate and a lending person talking about social media? Like, what the hey?
Right.
What's the deal? Anything to do with this? And it's so funny because I've been doing social media, as you know, for a really, really long time. And as part of the work I do with the Renton Chamber, so I'm a member of the Renton Chamber of Commerce. And in the last year and a half, I've been on the board of the chamber. But even before being asked to get on the board, I was very engaged with our local chamber folks. And part of what I was offering as a business person to chamber members was they had me come in a couple of times and do different talks about social media. Mm-hmm. So I would put on these little seminars, and it was always funny because we'd always plan for roughly an hour, hour and a half. And every single time I'd get all these other small business owners in the room, and that session, I swear, would always turn into about 3 hours.
People get pummeling you with questions and how do you do this and how do you do that?
Yeah.
You're one of the early adapters, really. And are very,
adapter
very,
or adopters?
Did I say adapter?
Yeah. Well, I guess I adapted early enough to adopt.
That's right.
How's that?
Well, yeah, you were adopted anyway. So
I was adopted. Yeah. So yeah, of course I'm all about early adoption.
That's right.
Good point. Touche. So, you know, what I've always been very into the social media thing. I'm a social person, so it's kind of comes naturally to me anyway.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
And I'm always kind of loud and broadcasting and, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, that's what led us to start doing Open House with Team Reba to a degree. But a lot of it is really, it's really driven by my desire to educate and to help people understand a process that is greatly impactful within their lives.
Sure. I want to see those light bulbs go off over their heads.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's a tremendous financial asset that people are, you know, dumping their heart and soul and money into. And you don't want to see that done, you know, or taken lightly. You know, you don't want to see someone just kind of like, oh, you're just a sales number to me. And I've talked to so many people over the years where, you know, even if they'd had a transaction before ever working with me, they'd say, man, the process just kind of was a whirlwind and we didn't really get any good information. So, you know, it was great that it was positive at the end of the day and we got what we wanted, but we really didn't understand how we got there.
Right. What was going on?
Yeah. And so a lot of my using social media has been to project information out into as many different spheres as possible, because the way people have changed and how they consume information has changed, and their preferences on how they receive and seek out even information, right? And it was funny because this morning, I'm always digesting as much information as I can get all the time too. And people who tend to give out information also, you know, usually are seeking it out, reading, finding different resources, you getting this information from your CPA about taxes. I mean, we're just constantly getting this information through, kind of filtering it, trying to digest it and figure out, well, how can the people around me benefit from this, right?
Sure.
And how can I explain to them maybe what some of this information is? Or maybe this report came out, but there's no real guidance about how do you use that information now when you move forward on something. So I'm constantly thinking of these different ways that I can filter and help send out information so that it's useful to people. Because you can throw data at someone all day long, but if they don't understand the analytical viewpoint of it.
Well, it's also called the WIFM, you know, it's sort of the what's in it for me. That's right. Yeah. It's got to be relevant.
Right. Absolutely. So that was something very early on in social media that you learned. Because a lot of folks took social media the wrong direction. They thought it was just this me, broadcast about me, broadcast about me, broadcast about me.
Yeah.
And that just made it sound like this really awful advertising segment constantly.
Right.
And people just shut that off. I mean, you look at the marketing messages that the average American gets every day. I mean, we have over 5,000 marketing messages thrown at us daily.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So you're going to
tune
in your consciousness only to the ones that seem of interest or that
of
have
course.
enough either comedy or useful information to capture your attention, right?
Right, absolutely.
So that's why, you know, those ads, you know, for the Super Bowl are always such a big deal, because it's like, oh, who could put the most interesting thing on there for all of us to watch and, you know, maybe remember 30 seconds after it's done, right? But social media has changed consumer attitudes. It's changed how they consume information, where they get it. I mean, it's kind of sad. Most people today get on their Facebook page or look at their phone at least before they kiss their spouse, before they go to the bathroom, before they, I mean, even before they even get out of bed, they're just sure. laying there looking at their phone.
Right, right.
And that doesn't mean they're just checking to see, did I get a text message or do I have a phone call? They're doing everything on their phones, right? Like 70% of what people are doing are on a mobile device.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Of some sort. In fact, they're doing studies where they're finding people are sleeping with their phones, like literally holding them while they're asleep.
Oh, wow.
That, yikes. To me, is a little on the creepy
side.
That
might be a little over the top, yeah.
I'm guessing that's maybe some younger generation folks, but yeah. I could be completely wrong about that. But there's, you know, so I read a lot of studies about all these things. But I mentioned last week that because I was such an early adopter and I went across so many platforms, I ended up in this book about social media marketing that Paul Gillen wrote, Gillen, G-I-L-L-I-N. And it was funny because at one point in my career, I never knew what was going to happen with that book. I, you know, he sent me a copy and it was fun to read. But I even ended up landing a listing because of that interview with him.
Interesting.
Because yeah. I was talking to a Microsoft employee who was being transferred to the East Coast, and his wife had just finished her master's in marketing at UW. And I found out, I'm talking to her, and I was like, oh, so what do you do for a living? And what will you do when you get to the East Coast? And she's like, oh, well, I'm doing social media. And so I'll find a company that, you know, needs those kinds of resources and help. And it was still fairly early in adoption from large companies of social media, because they weren't sure. They were watching it to see what would happen before they all jumped in with big budgets, right? And so I was like, oh, social media. Oh, yeah, you know, I was in this book one time, blah, blah, blah. And she went, wait a minute, hold on. And she ran across the room. And she pulled the book out, and it was Paul Gillen's book.
Oh, no.
And apparently it's in the master's program at the UW. Oh, it's a required reading. And she's like, I read about you.
So were you in the book in a good way, or
yeah.
were you like
oh, yeah.
the extreme case?
Well, extreme case in a good way.
Ah,
because
got it,
he knew that I had figured it out about how to use each of the platforms.
I see.
And what type
of
audience
of
was
that.
In those.
Right, right.
And we were successfully hitting yeah. across all those platforms. So we started touching on some of that last week, you know, joking around about Twitter. And there's still a ton of people that still are like, Twitter, I just don't get it.
Right.
I just don't get it. And then LinkedIn, mm-hmm. you know, was another one. Because I came from the tech sector,
right.
I was on LinkedIn well before I was ever in real estate. And that used to be the startup, really, of a place where people in the tech community could go in and kind of privately look for jobs.
Right, right.
Right? It was their way to do headhunting without, having to use headhunters.
And still is, yeah.
It still is. But did you know that the fastest growing market segment on LinkedIn is financial services, primarily because of real estate agents?
Mm-hmm, right.
We're held under that title. And the sad part about most of the real estate agents using LinkedIn is they just keep linking in to other real estate agents.
Right.
And it's kind of like, what? No, you're in my office. I can go call you any moment. Like, why do I want to
right.
open my
right.
entire
the
database
to meet
to
other
you?
People like, in other spheres.
Like, go talk with someone else. Like, I like you, but not like that.
Sure.
You know? So it always kind of cracks me up. So anyway, We had started talking about this as a topic because it's like, how do all of these different social media sites impact a consumer and also the businesses associated, right? So like Facebook,
mm-hmm.
as a mortgage lender, can you do much on Facebook?
No, I can be on Facebook, but even as a mortgage lender, depending on the company a loan officer mm-hmm. works for, many companies will not allow their employees, yeah. loan officers, to be on Facebook.
You guys have all kinds of compliance issues.
Yes, because part of it for us is when we're talking about a loan in a mortgage process, number one, we're dealing with confidential information,
mm-hmm.
and we
right.
have to be extremely careful about that. Number two, we have to be able to track conversations.
Yeah.
Because we might get sued down the road.
And that is, I will say, for the real estate side of things too, we also are required to track communication. And so it is becoming quite challenging that because the consumer is deciding how we're going to have that conversation, right, it's creating a very difficult chain, you know, for your communication to track and then have available. And in fact, I'm always looking for, like, when texting first came out and you couldn't track those. I mean, now it's like save conversation,
right,
send
saved
in. Yeah. Yeah. Now, so those things have all changed. Facebook, you could go and print off or somehow save private message conversation. Cause I've been quite pleasantly surprised how many people reach out to me on Facebook.
Right.
An incredible number of folks.
Oh, yeah.
Every
it's more
year.
And more every day.
Yeah. Sure. All the time.
And especially our customers, our millennials, when mm-hmm. we're dealing with, you know, that's how they want to communicate. That's their preferred method.
Yeah. So. Millennials, I think, started out being the ones on Facebook, but it's actually really ended up being almost more like my Gen X folks mm-hmm. who tend to use that, maybe like kind of like the low end of the baby boomers. They're using Facebook a lot more. They're still one of the fastest growing groups on Facebook. And a lot of the younger folks are going to other things. Because I will tell you, millennials a lot of times are on Twitter.
Okay, sure.
They're doing texting and Twitter.
Yeah.
Or they're on Instagram.
Yeah.
So, you know, finding all these different things about how you want to, you know, put your business out there or what you're doing or work with the customer and consumer, you know, really is like, okay, where are they? How do I use it? How do I stay within compliance, but still provide the necessary information?
Okay. Question
folks.
For you too. And you see this too, we're teaching mm-hmm. first time home buyer classes. One mm-hmm. of the number one questions that comes up is how do I pick my agent? How do I pick mm-hmm. the other people that I'm using in a transaction,
right,
the inspector, the movers, mm-hmm. the lender, all of that.
Right.
How can a person use some of these social media tools to sort that all out?
Well, so look at the content they're publishing, right? You're going to go, let's say you're looking on their Facebook page, because most real estate folks nowadays do have a Facebook business page, or mm-hmm. hopefully they've been coached to get one. I know on our page, we're constantly putting out, you know, some of these shows. We're putting out, you know, maybe information about how do you talk to a lender. We start talking about maybe rates on there, republishing other content that is useful, videos, things of that nature. But we need to go a little more deep on that. So I think we need to go into the next segment,
right,
if I'm correct. So if you have questions about this, folks, give us a call at
866-712-1300 on Business Radio, KKOL 1300.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.